B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We got the train going as we look for some help. And we look at this ball club. Could the Phillies take us to Eden? The Sixers veered off and we're in sports hell. Can the Phillies finish and actually take us to Eden, mean the playoffs? Now, I know no one says delusions here. Joining us, who does an amazing job. I watch him every night. He's fantastic. NBC Sports Philly on the Comcast Business Hotline. T-Mac, Tom McCarthy. What do you say, T-Mac?
What's going on, my man?
My man. Yo, happy birthday, by the way. Belated birthday, buddy.
Thank you. You know, it's funny. As you get older, they kind of just slide right by, and you're really not that offended by it.
You got that right, buddy. I feel you. But listen, you're doing such a great job. I love you. You're such a pro, and it's so much fun. You make the broadcast enjoyable, man.
Well, I appreciate that. Sometimes it goes off the rails. It was going off the rails a little bit last night. If we had continued down the path of researching whether John Kruk actually went to junior college classes or was eligible to play, there may have been some kind of a junior college violation for somebody down the road.
I love it. All right, so I got two things for you. One, let's just talk about the ball club. Because, look, after the Sixers debacle, we're all, like, left. You know, it's tough, man. We need something to cling to. And, listen, I mean, Nebraska needs some more time to build this thing. But is this team good enough in a down division to make a run at the playoffs?
Well, I think they're good enough in a down division. I do. I truly believe that. And I think that the key is going to be, because I still think the Braves should be the best team in this division.
Yeah, they're a mystery.
They're just underachieving, but they're also banged up. I mean, that like everybody else, I mean, the fact that they don't have Soroka and won't have him for the rest of the year, that's a big deal for them. You know, the Darno injury hurts them more and more. They just sent down their young catcher who had been filling in for him, and they brought up Jonathan Lucroy. You know, so that to me, I mean, and obviously Marcelo Ozuna, who A, is dealing with a hand injury, but also is dealing with the potential of a domestic violence situation with Major League Baseball, you know, that affects them too. So yes, I do think in a down division or down year for the division, the Phillies can do this. But I am a believer, like everybody else, that they're going to need help, and it's going to be from the others in their division, but they're also going to have to go out and try to find somebody to help stabilize, or some people to stabilize this bullpen, because you can't leak the way they were leaking and think that you're not in this day and age in baseball. Mm-mm. Truly not in this day and age in baseball. They're going to have to find some help elsewhere. And I don't know where that help will come from. You know, I've been reading stories all day about potential trades that they could make and who they could trade. You know, the farm system is not in great shakes right now in the upper levels. They're going to have to dig down into the deeper levels of this farm system to be able to make these trades.
Yeah, and you're in a tough spot because you almost have to buy yourself out of this thing. And, because you can't, I don't think you should be a seller. I think you can use another bat. The problem is you don't play good enough defense, and you need, like you said, more consistency out of your bullpen. But if you added a bat, a Chris Bryant, you know, I mean, now all of a sudden that lineup is potent. Maybe it's bash your way.
Well, yeah. Again, the problem will be with Chris Bryant is that he is going to – the Cubs are in a really odd spot. They can either sign one of these guys long-term as their foundation or trade a ton of them for a ton of prospects. I don't know which way. I think they're going to keep one of them, whether it be Baez or Bryant, and build around those guys for the future. But that still gives them the ability to trade one of them for probably three or four prospects. They're going to get more for Kimbrel than they would have gotten last year. He's a guy that is going to bring back prospects. So to me, you know, they go into today's game in fourth place in the Central way back in the wild card. I mean, the West is running away with the wild card. So they're at an advantage, and the Phillies could lean on them for some bullpen help, whether it be the combination of Kimbrel and Chapin or somebody like that, or if, as you said, trying to find another bat to stabilize third base and Chris Bryan, who obviously can play other positions too.
You know, it's so weird. We're talking about a great time. McCarthy on the Comcast Business Hotline. Comcast Business. Everyday business, a big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. You know, what's so weird about those Cubs is that, you know, they let Schwarber go, right? Who was outrageous last month. You got Baez. You still got Rizzo. You got Bryant. That kid Wisdom can play a little bit. I mean,
yep.
I don't understand how they're that, where they're, how come they're that bad? It's well, almost like Atlanta too. Atlanta, like, oh my God, you look at all the stuff that happened there.
I don't get Atlanta either. I mean, but this stuff does happen, as you know, during the course of a season. I mean, I think there are a lot of people, myself included, that thought the National League East was going to be the best division in baseball. And I fully admit it, I was dead wrong that was going to be the case. I don't know what's up with them. Their starting pitching obviously has not been what they expected. Their bullpen during the streak has been worse than the Phillies' bullpen has been.
It is
strange. It is very strange. I always felt that there was only one team coming out of the Central, and the Brewers are a really good team. But I didn't think that the Cubs, after winning last year, would be in this kind of a rut right now.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
No, I mean, listen, Milwaukee's good. I mean, Woodruff, they have good pitching. Peralta.
Their pitching's good.
Yeah.
And they got Hader. I mean, Hader makes a huge difference in that
pitching. Yeah, he does. All right, so the other thing we wanted to talk to you about is we're doing a summer project. And the summer project, now, someone like you has broadcast beyond the scope of Philadelphia, who has traveled from town to town to town. Are we in 2021 to paraphrase Doug Peterson, overbearing to win in 2021 with the climate of sport and the athlete who obviously has a thinner skin?
Are we as a city?
Yep.
That way?
Yep. Are we antiquated?
No, I do not think that we are that way at all. In fact, I think if we changed, we wouldn't be who we are in any stretch.
Right, but does it affect winning, though? Because, look, we're going to lose Wentz. We lost Wentz, and we're going to lose Simmons.
Right.
And, you know, both, listen, I think the organizations had something to do with it, or whatever you want to call it, but they're kind of like running away from the heat. And Doug say, "We're, you know, you could be a little overbearing." He didn't mean it in a bad way. He was just more like,
"No, I know
it's intense here."
Yeah. No, I don't personally. I personally think that there are guys out there that fit every personality of the city. Now, are they once in a lifetime? Sometimes, yeah, they are. But let's take a look at Jimmy Rollins, for instance. And Jimmy Rollins used to say things all the time and obviously loved this city, and the city loved him, but he would bite back, but then back it up. I think that.
Yeah, but that's 10 years ago now.
Well, that's true. And I guess you're saying now.
Yeah.
The world's different.
The world changed rapidly in the last 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I would never ask anybody, including the collective breadth of the city of Philadelphia, to change who they are, because it's fake. I mean, you cannot Now, if you are being divisive for divisive sake, which I know that happens a lot, not in Philadelphia as a whole, but in society on social media, people are divisive just to be divisive. Then I say that stuff doesn't float. But to me, you cannot, I don't think you could ever change who you are. And if you do, that's going to come through and it's just not going to be the same. It's just not going to be the same. So listen, I guess I get what Doug is saying. I think you can say that about a lot of cities, and I think you can say it.
I answered the question. So basically, this was, I'm doing this as a project.
Yeah.
I want to find out. I have to look inward, right? After the Sixers just implode and Simmons is paralyzed and runs off to England.
Yeah.
Right? And Wentz is all happy in the cornfields of Indianapolis. You know, you start to look and go, can we? I'm not saying we should change. I'm just saying, does it affect in 2021 the outcome? And does the basically, we're our own worst enemy and the universe is conspired against us?
Yeah, that's really deep. I would say no. But I'm not the one that's in the theater of playing and not succeeding
right
to the level that the fans want me to. Now, I mean, listen, I hear stuff all the time about, sure, you know, different things that go on from a broadcasting standpoint. I very rarely let it affect me. So I would say no, but again, I'm 53. I grew up in, you know, an era like you did, where stuff like that was just part of it.
Right.
Somebody told me if there was an issue, I was like, okay. It wasn't that I turned around and walked to the other, you know, to another room. So yeah, I would say no, but that's just me.
T-Mac, I love you, buddy. You're awesome. It's fun to go get deep, have a good conversation with you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
Without a doubt. We'll be watching tonight like we always watch, the great Tom McCarthy. Thanks, brother.
All right, and talk to you soon, bud.
Here he is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.